Good morning. Good morning and welcome to our first day of Sunday school here at Gates Presbyterian Church. If it's your first time with us, or it's been a while during this summer break, or you've been coming here your whole life, we are so glad that you're here with us today to celebrate and praise God. We've got a few announcements to get us started today, and first off, youth group is this evening. So get excited. Anyone getting into 6th through 12th grades, we are going to have a picnic tailgate. There will be a lot of food. It'll be served out of people's cars. And honestly, guys, it's getting pretty fancy. So get ready. 6 to 8, show up, bring yourself, bring a friend. Let's get ready to get started for the year.
Good morning. I have two announcements this morning. First, if you are interested in attending the Meet the Author of Mornings in Janine, the author's name is Susan Abluhawa, and she will be speaking down at the Rochester Academy of Medicine today at 2 o'clock. We're going to meet here in the parking lot at 1:15. I have room in my car for 5 additional people, but we'll carpool down, so it would be great to have you. Also, this Wednesday, we get started again with Bible study, and anyone is welcome to attend, no matter what your age or your ability to read the Bible, even if you've never opened it before. We have a chance for community building, fellowship, and learning. Join us in the junior high lounge. That's at 6:30 on Wednesday. Any other announcements? Then let us prepare our hearts and our minds, our whole entire selves, to worship God.
please stand as you're able and join in the call to worship? Give thanks to our God, for God is good. God's steadfast love endures forever. We come to serve God and celebrate Christ's love for us. Let us praise God with our hearts and minds, our hands and our voices. We are united through our devotion to Christ. Whenever we gather in love, we know that Christ is here with us, guiding us on. Let us worship God as one church.
Please join me in the prayer of confession. God of our lives, all you ask of us is to love one another, and you are more than willing to teach us how. Yet we find this simple request so hard to carry out in our everyday lives. We want to love only the people we know, instead of the people who are most in need of support. We serve with only our words instead of with our prayers and actions. We reach out to others in our spare time instead of making service a priority in our lives. Forgive us, merciful God, and unclasp our hands from our selfish fears. With Christ in our midst, we can become the people you made us to be, loving, merciful, and compassionate children of God. Hear our silent confessions and grant us peace. We have gathered as God's people. Broken, we are made whole. Alone, we are welcomed into a family. Forgiven, we are sent out to serve. We are fed, forgiven, restored, and loved. May God's call to service and compassion echo in our lives this week. Now, will the children please come join me up front? Everyone, good to see you. All right, I got a question for you today. How do you get ready for vacation? Anyone know? No one's ever been on vacation before. All right, what do? Brag to your friends. Ugh, I'm not sure if that's what I do. I'm not certain on this. What do you think? Pack. Okay, so someone is going to have their toothbrush on vacation. That's a good sign. What do you do to get ready for school? What do you think? Get your backpacks ready. Yep, definitely. Yep, don't be scared. Or at least, go be scared at school, right? Yeah. Yeah, starting school's a big deal, right? Yeah, totally. All right, so how do we get ready for Sunday school? What do you think? You go to church. Yep, step one. You guys are pretty close to ready. What else? You have to wait. That's true. And you are almost done waiting. We're pretty close now. What else? Make sure the candy bucket is out. That is a church thing. That's not a Sunday school thing. But there might be cookies in your Sunday school classrooms, maybe, just possibly today. So one other thing you got to do to get ready for Sunday school is pray. Before you guys go to Sunday school, we like to commission you at the start of the year. You know what that means? No? Yep, I got a yes over here. All right, what's it mean? Yeah, it means we're getting you ready. And we're also getting ready to send you off and know that we're going to help with Sunday school and be ready for you. And it means, too, that we're going to pray to God and ask that you guys have an amazing Sunday school year. And we get to pray over your teachers, too, and make sure they're ready. And I got to tell you, from talking to your teachers, I'm pretty sure they're ready. All right, so right now we're going to have your teachers come up, introduce them. And then we'll all get to pray together, and then you guys get to go start Sunday school. Are you ready? Are you packed? You didn't have to bring anything. You're good. All right. So teachers, please come up as I call your name. Or, you know, stand up, either one. Preschool kindergarten class, Sharon Call, Jennifer Olson, Nalia Binko, and Carson Wollers as helpers. Come on up. Parents, just so you know, preschool through kindergarten class is meeting in the wrap room this year, and so after church, be sure to go pick up your kids. First through third grade teachers, Beth Marconi, Pam Mosgraver, Audrey Molina, and Meredith Hart as helpers. They'll be meeting in room two, parents. Then fourth through sixth grades, Anne-Marie Sim, Carol Henshin, Zach DeRoche, and Molly Fitzgerald as helpers. Stand up. Sunday school substitutes, I'm going to make you come up too. Vicki Gutile, Nancy Hostenloff, and Patty Fields. Junior high teachers, Keith Hadley and Todd Pym, and junior high youth group leaders, Beth Molina, Dave Balsley, and Carol Balsley. And I didn't even tell Carol. But she dressed up anyway. Senior high teachers, Mary Hadley and Carrie Dykes. and senior high leaders Nancy Hasenlop, Keisha Binko, and Tracy Berkovich. Had a pretty good group this year. All right. Are you guys ready to pray for them? Because they could probably use the prayers. Are you guys ready to pray for all of us? All right, then, here we go. We're a community called together to be God's people. Together we have gifts to share, and together we learn from each other. Teachers and advisors, you've accepted the responsibility of teaching and nurturing the children and youth of this church. You've been asked to share your talents with them so that God's love can be known by them. You promise to prepare responsibly, teach and advise with loving care, and pray for the children and youth you work with? If so, please say, we do. Children and youth, you guys, you're an important part of our church family. We want you to make friends this year, learn about God, to help others, to listen sometimes, and to have fun. Will you promise to come to Sunday school and to youth group with an open mind and open hearts so that together we can learn about God? If so, say, we do. Parents, you promise to bring your children to Sunday school and youth group to support their desire to be part of this church and to live in the way of Christ through your example, your prayers, and your time together. If so, please say, we do. And members of the congregation, when our children are baptized, we promise to tell this new disciple the good news of the gospel and to strengthen their family ties with the household of God. Providing a solid Christian education is one of the ways that we choose to fulfill that promise. Will you also pray for this teaching, advising, learning ministry of the church? If so, please say, we will.
We will.
You, children, youth, and adults, promise to learn with and learn from each other as we grow together. If so, please say, we do. And let's pray. God, you brought us together in this community of faith. We thank you for your promise to lead us and teach us and love us. May we learn from each other and serve you faithfully together. Amen. All right, it's Sunday school time. Wait, whoa. Just for the first class, we're going to go group by group. So preschoolers and kindergartens, let's go ahead and go with your teachers to the wrap room. First through third graders, you ready? Head on off to room two. Follow Candy, got this. Fourth through sixth graders into the junior high room. All right. You guys are free.
The Old Testament lesson today comes from Exodus, and this is following the instructions that Moses has just received from the Lord about building a tabernacle. So the whole community of Israel left Moses and returned to their tents. All those whose hearts were stirred and whose spirits were moved came and brought their sacred offerings to the Lord. They brought all the materials needed for the tabernacle, for the performance of his rituals, and for the sacred garments. Both men and women came, all whose hearts were willing. They brought to the Lord their offerings of gold, brooches, earrings, rings from their fingers, and necklaces. They presented gold objects of every kind as a special offering to the Lord. All those who owned the following items willingly brought them: blue, purple, and scarlet thread, fine linen and goat skin leather, and tanned ram skins. And all who had silver and bronze objects gave them as sacred offerings to the Lord. And those who had acacia wood brought it for use in the project. All the women who were skilled in sewing and spinning prepared the blue and purple and scarlet thread and fine linen cloth. And all the women who were willing used their skills to spin the goat hair into yarn. The leaders brought onyx stones and special gemstones to be set in the priest's chest piece and ephod, which is a long apron-type garment. They also brought spices and olive oil for the light, the anointing oil, and the fragrant incense. So the people of Israel, every man and woman who was eager to help in the work the Lord had given them through Moses, brought their gifts and gave them freely to the Lord. Then Moses told the people of Israel, "Oh, the Lord has specifically chosen you." I went a little too far.
Second scripture reading today comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 15 to 20. Listen now for the words of Christ Jesus. If another member of the church sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If the member listens to you, you've regained that one. But if you were not listened to, take one or two others along with you, so that every word may be confirmed by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If the member refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if the offender refuses to listen even to the church, let such a one be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. Friends, this is the word of God for us today. Thanks be to God. welcome to Kickoff Sunday. Today we celebrate the beginning of our program year here at church and the beginning of the school year in our community. All this week I've loved seeing the first day of school pictures up on Facebook. You've seen them? Children and youth are lining up to have their pictures taken with their special first day of school outfits. We've got kids right up against the door, looking good and ready, and kids running for the bus, a picture of them as they go, and they're all looking good. It's wonderful to see new shirts and new shoes and new lunchboxes on display. When it comes to starting school, people want to look their best for the new year. Just like for the first day of school, we bring our best here to church to celebrate the start of the program year. I've got my robe on to look my best for the fall. We've got a group of amazing teachers and helpers starting Sunday school right now. And some delicious food lined up for our youth group's tailgate tonight. We've brought our best to church today, including bringing our best quilt from over 100 years ago back home to GPC. This quilt is a pattern called Sister's Choice. It usually lives with Barbara Hinchy Frank, although it visits Hinchy House each year to be on display at Christmas. Laura Nolan told me the story of the quilt. It was thought up by Ellen Hinchy, Laura's great-grandmother. Each little tiny square and triangle of this quilt has a name on it. Names of the residents of Gates from 1908, when the quilt was made. It started out as a fundraiser for GPC. There are plenty of times that we've had church fundraisers over the years, and for lots of different reasons. We give money for youth mission projects during the Wheel-a-thon. Coming up soon. Get ready. We give money for Guatemalan missions during the flower sale. But this quilt raised funds that stayed even closer to home. Many of you probably know this story already. The Gates Presbyterian Church has worshipped in many different buildings, from the tavern we first gathered at to the sanctuary today. The turn of last century, our wooden church building on Buffalo Road burned down in 1906. Ellen Hinchy and her husband Franklin were members of the church. They quickly donated the money for it to be rebuilt out of wood. And then there was another fire. The new church construction burned down again. After the second church fire, some people might have taken it as a sign from God. But Gates people are stubborn, so we didn't. GPC's members refused to give up. They wanted to worship God together, even if it was going to take some work to rebuild the church, this time out of stone, I promise. So Franklin and Ellen Hinchy suggested a fundraiser to build a new, safe building for us to worship in. The Hinchys charged each person $5 in 1908, so think about that, for their name to be written on a square of fabric. Ellen painstakingly collected names and donations along with the other church ladies. And then Ellen wrote all their names on this fabric until the quilt included the names of every person living in Gates. Apparently, if you had family here way back then and you're not sure where they were living, you can check the quilt about as reliably as you can check a census. The community banded together to help support our congregation. People were willing to donate in order to bring their best to God and to make a new church for us to worship in. In 1908, the quilt was ready to be assembled. Ellen sent the fabric to a quilt factory in Michigan, where they sewed it together for the amazing sum of $16. The quilt was raffled off at a grand party held to benefit the church, and Ellen won the raffle. She also bought a lot of tickets. Ellen tried to refuse the quilt at first, but everyone agreed that her ticket had won fair and square, and besides, she'd spent more time with this quilt than anyone else. So the quilt lived with Ellen, and then later with her family, through the generations. And though we still have members of the Hinchy family who worship here, the quilt's never made it back into this church building since we moved on to Wagon Road. And so today we get to have the quilt here again for the first time in our church, the quilt that helped save us here at Gates Presbyterian. I encourage you all after worship to come up and take a really good look at it, both sides. We've got lists of the names here, so you can see all of the people who helped to rebuild our church. There might be some names you recognize. It's wonderful to look at all of these names and see how they all contributed to this one quilt. Together, they made a new beginning for our congregation. I love that today, over 100 years after this quilt was made, we're still worshiping as one church. And even now, we're still doing a lot of the same things that made GPC strong enough to survive church fires and moves. We bring our very best to church to serve God, our best ideas, materials, our time, and the support of our community. It's part of why we read from Exodus today, to hear about how God's people brought their best to worship for generations. In today's passage, the Israelites are ready to build their first place of worship after they've escaped slavery in Egypt. The refugees don't have much, but together, they have just enough. Each person brings the best of what they have. Beautiful fabric, jewelry, wood, even oil for candles. The Israelites also donate their time and their skills. They work together to make something beautiful for their place of worship. They don't hold anything back. For them, it's better to share some place to worship God together than to keep a pretty scarf or nice earrings back for themselves. They brought together their few treasures in the desert and made something wonderful, a new beginning for their faith. Their story reminds us of something we've seen here time and time again, that our faith community is more than any one person puts into it. The way we serve God here is more than any of us could do alone. When we come together and share our gifts, we have something better. When we worship God here, and when we help our neighbors around the world, it's obvious that the church is at its best when we bring our best to the table. Of course, we know that being church together is a lot more than bringing $5 for the building or bringing things at all. When we're truly serving God as one community, we're bringing our entire selves into worship. We carry with us our talents and our gifts, which can be used to help others. Those are important. We also carry so much more into church and lift it all up to share with God. We bring our fears and our insecurities. And that's okay. It's a good thing. We honor God when we trust each other enough to share those fears and find support and strength from each other. We lift up our anger when the world is unjust. And in church, we refine that anger into the determination we need to stand up for the vulnerable. We bring our grief when our loved ones are hurt. And together, we find ways to help those in need. At GPC, we bring our passion for supporting youth and children, and we build programs that help them succeed and learn about God's love. We bring our talents and enthusiasm for music, and we praise God together in song. We bring our compassion for others that keeps leading us into relationships, both here in our neighborhood in Rochester and around the world. So what did you bring to church today? I can tell that many of you brought your best outfits for this Sunday morning. Some of you bring your gifts for singing, or for cooking, or teaching. And many of you bring your hopes and dreams for the world. That's what this church needs. Christ calls us forward in the community where we can share God's vision for the kingdom of heaven and work to make it a reality. When we come to church, we bring every part of who we are. We carry our pasts, and given us the skills to help others. We bring the stories that have shaped our lives. We bring our present with the worries that weigh us down, and we trust God to help ease our hearts and strengthen our souls. And we bring our future with all of its potential and the chance that we can serve Christ together. Jesus tells us that wherever two or three are gathered, he will be there with us. It was true back when his disciples were trying to figure out how to serve Jesus on the roads and in house churches. And it's true now. So much of the world has changed, and following Christ with energy and love can be hard. but we know that Christ is present here with us when we come together in worship. Jesus is here when we come together to help with recovery efforts after hurricanes, when we work together to prevent future disasters. We reach out with love the people we care for and the strangers that we know are God's children. God sees our dedication to the world and gives us the strength to serve with grace. When we bring our love for others into church, we can see that God is already present with those who are hurting and waiting for us to come join in the struggle for justice. There are times when it may seem easier to take a step back from the hurts of the world when so much suffering is going on. It's not who we are, and it's not who God calls us to be. GPC was too stubborn to take a step back after the church burned down twice. This quilt tells the story that we are determined to rebuild what is broken, and we are determined to keep our community strong. Our church lives the story that God's love changes us and makes us better. We proclaim the good news of Christ's presence in our lives every time we reach out to help others, support the weak, and lift up the downtrodden and oppressed. The story of our faith is that love overcomes disaster and death, and Jesus will help us repair the hurts of the world. That good news is the best story I know. And you know, for church, we bring our best. This year, I invite you to bring your best to church. Bring your curiosity and ideas, and get ready to try new things. Bring your compassion and your strength, and get ready to help others. And most of all, bring your heart. Because God is here, waiting to welcome you and to fill us with love. May we bring every facet of our lives in service to Christ and be the wonderful community that God created us to be. Amen.
We gather in this church together, we indeed bring all of who we are, all of who God created us to be. We bring our joys and our concerns, both personally, in our communities, in the world. If you have a joy or concern you'd like to share aloud, raise your hand, and one of the ushers will bring a microphone by. If you would, let us know who you are and use that microphone close by so we can hear you as well.
Janice Bilalovic. I got prepared for church today by bringing my new neighbor and friend, Mary, and her service dog, Shayla.
Welcome to Mary and Shayla. Thank you for being here.
Andrea Unson, just ask for prayers for all the new freshmen that are in dorm rooms together that have to get used to each other. Prayers especially for Alyssa because she's having a really rough time.
Irene Ward, prayers for all those in Florida. My sister yesterday, because the trajectory changed, she's now in Atlanta. So the whole family's safe there, and we're very grateful for that.
Todd Pym, I just wanted to share a joy. My dad, about a month and a half ago, had hip replacement, hip, very bad arthritis, and hobbling terribly. And he's going through rehab now, and he's doing so much better. It's great to talk to him. You can hear it in his voice that he's much happier and pain-free for once. So it's really good to hear that. Thank you.
Prayers for his continued healing, too, Todd. See Frona's hand up. Any others over here? Rick Howell over here.
Everybody. Doris Falky is now in hospice care, so her pain is doing okay, but his is really bad. So if y'all send a lot of prayers today, he'll feel that and it'll be a big help. And thanks to Melissa for going out and giving some prayers. That helped.
Prayers for Doris and Howard Falky.
Prayers for my friend Joe, who's battling cancer right now with therapy, who also Tuesday lost his mom. So, I mean, he's having a rough year. So prayers for Joe. Thank you very much.
Prayers for Joe. And prayers also, Gail Knowles handed me this. Her heart is very heavy and would ask that you pray for Bernadette Lynch and her husband and surviving son as she loses her fight with breast cancer. And for the mother of Michael, the West Irondequoit freshman killed by a car last spring. Prayers for Gail's daughter's family, who are very close friends of that family, including her middle grandson, who's best friends with the surviving son and bears the same name. Prayers, Gail, for all of these prayers that have been lifted. And as Frona mentioned, prayers for Doris Falky and also for Sue Cordellini, our RAP head teacher, her husband Mark, as he deals with some health concerns. And also we have the joy of bringing the joys and concerns of our children. As they gather in community, they know that we pray together and we give voice to their prayers. So from our children, thanks for great allergy medicine, so I can ride horses. You know, it's right. Prayers of joy for upcoming birthdays. Prayers of joy and happiness for new friends in preschool. Prayers for families that have moved away from the hurricanes. Prayers for going to friends' houses, for grandfathers, for people in Texas, and for a sprained ankle. Let us continue our time in prayer. Holy One, we long to find a place to lean into the welcome and love of real friends who stay true no matter who we are or what we've done. We want to be known, not just our names, but ourselves, our dreams and longings, fears and failings, to be warmly, unrestrainedly welcomed. We yearn, O God, to know the joy of opening our arms to others, to seeing them melt and grow soft in safety and acceptance. Holy One, as we mark the start of this program year, may our church remain steadfast in your mission for us to gather as your church and practice such welcome. a place of difference and struggle, of faith and deep doubt, of awkward stumbling toward Christ-likeness. May we model this for our children, for one another, and our neighbors. Holy One, we know that being your church is not just about the building or even our community gathered here. There is your world that is groaning. For the lives of so many facing uncertainty as Hurricane Irma makes landfall in Florida this morning, we pray. And God, though the news coverage may be less and shifted now, the suffering in Texas continues. You are the God who creates and claims us when the storms rage and also along the still waters. Be with those now who wonder what the future holds. God, we also pray this day for those who are living with serious illness or injury, who face each day with pain, addiction, and mental illness. Open our hearts to those around us that we may show your love. We praise you for the way of love modeled by your Son, Jesus, who also taught us to pray together, saying these words: Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. God has entrusted us with many, many gifts in order to serve the kingdom of God. Let us rejoice now together as we continue in service and offer this morning's offering.
Oh, dear Lord, how can we even begin to thank you for all the wonderful blessings of our lives? We bring a small portion back to you this morning, asking you to bless it, send all of our resources out into the world to help our fellow neighbors here and around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Go in peace, love God and serve your neighbor, and know that everywhere we go, when we gather together, Christ is right there with us, loving us and leading the way. May the blessing of God, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.